I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Inside Sources. Inside Sources.
Welcome back, everyone, to Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. Great to be with you today. I am Boyd Matheson, opinion editor at the Deseret News. And as promised, I wanted to take this segment for one of those great Christmas stories and one of those interesting things that when you peel back the curtain just a little bit and get the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say, there's a lot more to the story. And many things happen behind the scenes in any miracle that we see in our society. It's usually an army of individuals who are committed to do something to make a difference. And we love to talk about that on this show. And the one that I'm referencing today, not many people took notice on Tuesday of last week when the president announced some more of his pardons and clemency granting that he did just prior to Christmas. Of course, there was a great uproar about pardons given to Roger Stone and Paul Manafort and others, and that really became the hot topic of the day. Missed in all of that was a almost a decades-long journey for a Utah, Wendell Angelo. And it is interesting that most of people don't know who he is or why he received a pardon from President Trump. And it has a lot to do with some people behind the scene for a long period of time, far away from spotlights and press conferences and TV cameras, who just did the hard work and heavy lifting of making a miracle happen. And one of those happened to be Utah Senior Senator Mike Lee. So to refresh your mind on the story, Weldon Angelos was arrested for selling marijuana. He had a gun on his person when it took place. And because of that, and because of the mandatory minimum sentences that were in place at the time, he was convicted and sentenced to 55 years in prison. 55 years. And there happened to be a Utahn who was familiar with this, and it was Utah Senator Mike Lee. And a few years ago, I asked him about that sentencing of Mr. Angelos, and Senator Lee said this.
Mr. Angelos received a minimum mandatory sentence of 55 years in prison. I have yet to meet a single person, male or female, Democrat or Republican, old or young, who thinks that that sentence was correct.
So again, that was Senior Senator Mike Lee. When this took place, he was not a senator. And really interesting, even in the after the sentencing, 29 former judges and prosecutors filed a friend of the court briefing beseeching Weldon's sentencing judge to declare the sentence unconstitutional. At the sentencing, at the time, Judge Paul Cassell called Weldon Angelos' punishment unjust, cruel, and even irrational, comparing it to much shorter federal sentences given to people, to airplane hijackers get shorter sentences than he was getting. In fact, Judge Cassell, to his credit, wrote a 67-page opinion urging then-President George W. Bush to commute Weldon's sentence to 18 years or less. And this tells you how hard this miracle process is in getting this passing from President Trump. None of these efforts during the Bush administration were heeded, and so it went. But the interesting thing was that attorney Mike Lee heard about that, recognized the injustice of all of that, and he committed to himself that if he were ever in a position to do anything to make that kind of change of what is unfair, unwarranted, unjust, that he was going to work on that and fix that. And so he did. He worked on that. And fortunately, in 2016, Mr. Angelos was released from prison. That was a very big day. But, of course, he still had all of these things on his record. And so let's go back to last week. And, again, this shows you just a lot of the behind-the-scene process that goes on in these kinds of things and just how challenging it really is. My understanding is that on Tuesday, Senator Mike Lee got a call from President Trump, and President Trump was calling to talk about this particular case with Weldon Angelos and whether a presidential pardon was going to come or not. And it appeared at the time that the president was not leaning to actually grant that pardon to Weldon Angelos. And Senator Lee took that opportunity with the president to walk him through the merits of the case, to make an impassioned plea, not only for what the injustice was, but to also point out to President Trump what Weldon Angelos has done since in becoming an advocate for others in our criminal justice system who have experienced injustice themselves. Much of this, of course, has rolled into the First Step Act and much of the criminal justice reform that has taken place during the Trump administration. And after Senator Lee had that conversation with the president, was not long after that, Senator Lee was actually able to call Mr. Angelos and give him the news. It was at 2 o'clock on Tuesday. And to me, that's a fascinating thing. I can imagine that conversation. Weldon Angelos described it in saying that, you know, he was he received the call from Senator Lee. Said, and he just broke down with joy. He was so delighted. He says, I got a call from Mike Lee at 2 p.m. I broke down, really emotional in initial stages. I was hopeful that it could happen, but it's really difficult. So he recognized what a challenge this really was, and that Senator Lee had gone above and beyond for years to make that day possible. And so it was one of those rare opportunities. In fact, he went on, Mr. Angelos went on to say that it was Senator Lee was part of that critical help, that he was there, that he recognized the change that Mr. Angelos had made, the injustice of the sentencing mandatory minimums that were part of that process. And that's how miracles happen. And that's how they get done. And often we don't go back and really think and congratulate and properly give thanks. So often things like this happen, everybody cheers, everybody moves on. But again, to me, this is one of those where, as you look back, it really is a reminder of the incredible responsibility given to those who do enjoy freedom or those who are in positions of influence or power to make sure they are using that not to prop themselves up or promote their own agenda, but to lift those that are struggling, and especially those who have been dealt a bad hand or who have received injustice in any way, shape, or form. And so this is one of those where we can cheer Utah Senator Mike Lee for really almost a decades-long effort on behalf of one constituent, one person. And it ended last Tuesday with President Trump granting Weldon Angelos a pardon. And that's a good day. That's a good Christmas day, and it's a good reminder to all of us that most of the great work that happens in this country happens far away from cameras and spotlights and microphones, but happens in just the hard work and heavy lifting that people who are striving to make a difference do every single day. So a congratulations to Weldon Angelos and his family.
And a congratulations and a thanks to Utah Senior Senator Mike Lee for doing the work of We the People. All right, we're going to step aside for a quick commercial break. When we come back, our good friend Scott Howell is going to help us with some 2020 insight from 2020. Stay with us on KSL News Radio.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.